At first, there was silence from Chalista.
Chalista Corporation, how do you vote? Chalista Corporation, for a third time, how do you vote? That's the third call for Chalista. Not hearing a representative, their votes will not be recorded.
Then the Association of Village Council Presidents, villages and their village corporations cast their votes for Anna Hoffman. At the last moment, Chalista Board Chairman Robert Beans appeared at the back of the room. Beans walks up to the microphone and says,
Robert Beans, the Chalista voted for Greg 530 votes.
Beans is referring to Hoffman's challenger, Greg Razzo. Razzo is an executive from the Cook Inlet Regional Corporation, which is the Anchorage-based regional native corporation. The reasons behind that vote are unclear.
Well, we were looking for a change.
Why?
It's good to change. Change is good.
Before the vote happened on Saturday, YK Delta tribes, regional nonprofits, and corporations met in a closed meeting to discuss who they wanted to vote for the day before. Sources told KYUK that Chalista decided during that caucus to back Greg Razzo. During the caucus, Chalista says they chose Razzo because of his support for the proposed Donlin Gold Mine, located in the middle Kuskokwim River area. Chalista owns the mineral rights. Board Chair Beans denies that Donlin is the issue.
I understand it had to do over the proposed Donlin gold mine?
No, okay.
Anna Hoffman, as CEO of the Bethel Native Corporation, has not taken a public stance on the mine. In a statement to KYUK, Chalista says, quote, all actions and decisions are reviewed, considered, and discussed by Chalista's board of directors. Reporting to more than 31,000 shareholders, the board makes intentional decisions that are believed to be the most beneficial to all of Chalista's shareholders, even when the decisions may not be the easiest or may not be the most popular, unquote. This isn't the first time Chalista challenged Hoffman. In 2015, when her first term as co-chair was up, a source close to the matter told KYUK that the corporation's candidate withdrew before the vote came up on the floor because of the lack of support. Meanwhile, Chalista shareholders are pressuring the corporation to hold a shareholder vote on the proposed Donlin mine. Zazaraka Village Corporation in Mountain Village passed a resolution supporting the idea. This is after female Chalista shareholders sent a letter earlier this year urging the corporation to let shareholders decide on whether they want the mine. More than 300 women have signed the letter. Chalista did not comment to KYUK on Azazarok's resolution, but during AFN, an op-ed from Chalista President and CEO Andrew Guy appeared in the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer with the headline, Donlin Gold Project Will Benefit Southwest Alaska. Bean says Chalista will discuss a shareholder vote on the mine during its next board meeting in December. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Christy Schallenberger.